I like your style, dude.
Words of Bradley Manning. Yes, Your Honor. I wrote this statement in confinement.
I was deployed to Baghdad. I want people to see the truth.
Manning was someone who signed up to be a soldier. He volunteered to be in Iraq.
He was deeply disturbed by what he was seeing as an intelligence analyst in Iraq. The shooting of the Reuters reporters, civilians by helicopters. He leaked documents during the war, and they were enormously helpful for people on the outside to understand what the government was thinking about on the inside.
If you join the armed forces, are you accepting on that day when you sign the paper and you join up that you will turn a blind eye to any war crime that you witness?
Particularly in the uniform of our country, if you don't have truth, then we have to ask ourselves, why do we risk anything and what are we fighting for to begin with?
He is asking us to look at the consequences of war, the damage that war produces.
There is a protocol for torture.
The Army reports listed some 60,000 civilians dead.
Hillary Clinton was ordering State Department employees to spy on diplomats.
He's a man who's done things that the mainstream media should have done a long time ago.
He ignited this chain of social action.
We saw very clearly the discrepancies between what we were being told and what was actually happening.
He's a whistleblower, and the whole concept of whistleblower laws and whistleblower protections are you cannot get into trouble for reporting about illegal or improper activity.
It's enshrined in our Constitution that an individual has the right to release information and disseminate information that makes the powers that be uncomfortable.
It's an absurd charge to be charging him with giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
The attempt is to shut down any free flow of information.
They want to shut him up, lock him up.
To take a risk and to take a stand, knowing that in all likelihood you will be persecuted, penalized, demonized, and punished for it, that's incredibly bold.
How are you going to act on your conscience when you know if you do so that you could be subject to the death penalty for aiding the enemy, for simply being a whistleblower of criminality?
Could possibly lead to lifetime imprisonment or even death.
I heard his testimony on the day he talked about the torture. It was the most moving day I've ever spent in a courtroom, and I've spent 40 years listening to people talk about how they were tortured. When he first got arrested and was put into a wire cage in a tent
and was stripped naked and paraded around.
He drew the cell that he was in on the floor and how he had to lay in the cell and how the light was on him 24 hours.
Forced to sleep without cover.
Conditions far worse than soldiers who have been convicted of cold-blooded murder.
Every single newspaper in this country ought to be screaming about Bradley Manning.
The whole concept of freedom of speech and the freedom of the press, this is under direct threat in this one case.
It's important that we do have those people who stand up and expose what's really going on.
They take enormous risks on our behalf.
And we need more like him.
And now that I know it, I cannot unknow it.
So the question for all of us, when you see atrocities like those that Bradley Manning saw, is the question he asked.
If you saw incredible things,
awful things, things that belonged in the public domain,
and not on some servers
stored in a dark room in Washington, D.C.,
what would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
I was Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
I am Bradley Manning.
I am
Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning.
I hope that we are all
Bradley Manning.
If it happens to him, it is happening to us.
God knows what happens now.
Hopefully, worldwide discussion,
debates,
and reforms.
I want people to see the truth.
I want people to see the truth.
I want people to see the truth. Because without information,
you cannot make informed decisions as a public.
Yes, and her name is Chelsea Manning. I really think that
we're at a turning point in history in terms of a society where we always prize information and where we say it's really precious and we always need to make informed choices about things. And then the people, the bravery of that one person who decided to stand up and tell the truth. And then look at what happens to somebody who stands up and tells the truth. They get 35 years in prison for telling the truth. I think that says more about the type of society that we live in. But also, in terms of that piece that was done, I think it will also help society remember and maybe begin to understand the whole concept of transgender. Because I think we understand stories when they happen to individuals, when they're constructed in a personal narrative. I think that's the way the Bible works. It's the way so many other things work. So I think the name Chelsea Manning will live long in everyone's memories because of the bravery and actions of that one person.
bittersweet strawberry marshmallow butterscotch, polar bear cashew, Dixieland phosphate chocolate, lime tutti frutti special raspberry, leave it to me. Scotch, lassie, cherry, smash, lemon, freeze. I wanna go to Mars, where green rivers flow, and your sweet 16 is waiting for you after the show. I wanna go to Mars, you'll meet the Gold Dust Twins tonight. Get your heart's desire, I will meet you under the lights. Golden champagne, juicy grapefruit, lucky Monday. High school football, hot fudge, buffalo, tulip sundae, almond caramel, frappe, pineapple root beer, black and white, big apple, Henry Ford, sweetheart, maple tear. I wanna go to Mars, where your sweet 16 is waiting for you after the show. I wanna go to Mars, you'll meet the Gold Dust Twins tonight. You'll get your heart's desire, I will meet you under the light.
Welcome to the show. I realize we started off pretty damn seriously with talking about Chelsea Manning's cruel and unusual punishment for telling the truth. But now we're in the middle of the show. We're 25 minutes in and I wanted to tell you some of the songs that you've already heard or the tracks. So one of them was Cyril Hain doing Destiny's Child with Say My Name, which is probably the best version you're ever likely to hear because it doesn't seem to have much of Destiny's Child in it. Ooh, was that cruel? I don't know. After that, we followed it up with a hip-hop artist called A Sol Mechanic and What You Gonna Say, I think, or What You Wanna Say. Check the track listing just if you're really keen to know. That track, that album is free to download on Bandcamp somewhere. Follow the, there should be a link somewhere. And then there's a guy called Gui, I think that's the way you would say it, Gui Barato, with Chromophobia. I think that's from Damien. I'll have to check again if that's what it's called. And then the last track comes from Crossy, from a guy called John Grant. And it took me a while to get into that album. I think Queen of Denmark is what it's called. And it may, you might have thought it was a little bit unusual for the show, but I don't really know what you think is unusual or usual for the show. Anyway, we're only 44 in, so who knows what comes next in any of these situations. And anyway, that was a track called Mars, which I think is really a critique on society, as in you have to go to Mars to create the kind of world that we've already destroyed in the previous generations. Something like that. A time of innocence is only going to be created if we terraform Mars. Anyway, here I go again, interpreting songs for you. You're big enough, wise enough, and fill your boots enough to be able to interpret songs yourself. So all I'm saying is give that guy a chance. He might grow on you. Right. So stay in touch with the show. Look me up on Facebook. I could be springing up in a tent somewhere in Electric Picnic to entertain the masses. All these things are possible. And you can always email me directly on dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. I realise that's an incredibly long email, but you get the picture. Or you can also leave a comment on the show and help fund the station by clicking on that donate button. There's loads of things you can do. In the meantime, let's go on with some music from Africa, I think. And I think this is going to be a remix.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Damn straight you are. Yes, indeed. That was our latest jingle, which was Robot, known as Stephen Hawking, explaining to you who you're listening to and what you're listening to. Stephen, regular listener to the show. And what did we have there? Well, starting at the very start, we went to Africa. I had a house in Africa. And that was the Owing Segonwa Band and Doya Nyajo Man Nan with the Quantic Mix. So if we have any listeners from Africa or in Africa, then feel free to contact me and let me know how disastrous my pronunciation is. After that, we're much more comfortable. I am much more comfortable in explaining to you that Black Moth Super Rainbow was the band with Untitled Roadside Demo. See, I enunciated much better there. And then finally we had Skies Over Cairo with Django Django. And we must be thinking about what's going on in Cairo right now, because there's a lot of strange things going on out there. So the military back to their old habits of ruling with a steel hand inside a leather glove. And I have no idea where I'm going with that analogy. Anyway, there was a whole blow up thanks to some friends that I have on Facebook from America who explained to me what was going on with Kendrick Lamar, and he did a guest spot on somebody's Big Sean or Sean Paul or one of those other guys on his single, and then he threw down this ultimatum to people. And whilst I was impressed with Mr. Lamar's rapping, and I am going to play some stuff by him maybe in the coming weeks. This is a rap that was done on the basis of a response, and it's the rapper in this case is pretending that he's got very much 1% problems. What's it like to live as Mr. Bloomberg? So that's what this rap is about, and if you give me a second, I'll tell you what the name of the rapper is, but I was impressed by it nonetheless. His name is Jaziri X, and who's really in control? So take it away, Mr. Jaziri X.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
I'm a billionaire with a private army that leaves you really scared. One father had a heart attack when we aimed at his silly head. I don't think you understand, he's literally dead. Now I'm hearing these dumb rappers say my city is theirs. Don't make me call Commissioner Kelly, cause black and brown can stop and frisk on a deli. Handcuffs on they wrist and fall fish to they scully. Shot in the back like Kamani, you're in their own bathroom like Bomali. And I know Jay-Z don't like Harry Belafonte, but he like my little brother. He look at me very fondly. He'll never get in the club, but we let him carry the laundry. So you ignorant black folk think he's Illuminati. R.I.P. Ed Koch, more ruthless than Giuliani. Getting rid of all the poor they do is reduce the property. Well, I'm here all week with my boys on Wall Street. Penthouse, all suites, we don't care where y'all sleep. Ass occupied, get on my bad side. Them shots will fly, riot gear, chopper side. Cocking when my coppers ride. All my tanks, tear gas, tasers, nightsticks, flamethrowers, light shit, mace in the face of white chicks. Build a statue of my likeness and put it in front of Rikers. For the black men, I'm mass incarcerated and indicted the schools. I turn private to hoods, we gentrify it. Bye-bye, beds die big, up in heaven crying. I'll throw up some ice for the nicest MC. But you can tell Kendrick Lamar, the king of New York is me. Bloomberg, got my own channel with news firm. Said I couldn't run again, so I bought me a new term. You'll learn, tell that judge in the federal government that the Constitution don't apply to the 1%. We still stopping frisking from dawn until the lights out. In fact, I saw a black man lurking around the White House 2016. That's right, Hillary, I'll show you what a Billy means. I can spend anything, New York Yankees. I just buy the winning team. Dr. Evil really schemes. I just need a mini-me. These rappers must be kidding me. Listen, I got drones that are Christopher Dorn and you burn to a crisp in your home. They all under surveillance from No Name the Famous. Ask the hip-hop police, they said you all gave statements.
We'll be right back. Listening to Dr. Groove on the wire. Yeah,
and that false ending might catch out the amateurs in this game, but not Dr. Groove. So instead, I just stuck a jingle in there. That was the standout track from the latest album by a Warpaint, and it's Billie Holiday. In fact, they spell Billie Holiday at the very beginning, but they do it in a beautiful way. The first track was by Jaziri X, which was a response to Kendrick Lamar, who called himself the King of New York. And Jaziri, who seems quite political, says that the King of New York is really Michael Bloomberg because he bought the election, he owns Wall Street, and he seems to own all access to power there. He calls him Dr. Evil. So it's an interesting rap to listen to. So we'll be playing more of Mr. Lamar as well in upcoming shows. Then we went straight into Arthur Russell, who's an intriguing character, and there's no doubt about that. And in that song, Arthur gives some advice about home decor, where he talks about you have did the right thing when you put the skylight, I think, into that place. When you put the skylight in there, you did the right thing when you put that skylight in. So there you go. We've got lots of things. I'm going to hear more from Mr. Russell because I'm going back and investigating him. He's one of those artists that you go away from and then you come back to constantly. And then finally we had Warpaint. So that's the end of 44. And I have no idea what I'm going to finish up with. Actually, I think I will finish up with Kendrick Lamar, because there's no harm in putting in a quick little rap to finish off a show, and hopefully we'll do it all again next week. This has been Groove on the Wireless. This is Dr. Groove signing off, and hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you all next week, and enjoy the picnic if you're going. And if you're not, enjoy whatever other adventures you get up to.
All right, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask is, don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Chuch.
He did.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Ali recorded and Amorphous, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme. If you the shit, then I decline. I climax where you begin, and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting style. You got a hell of an appetite, and I'm a beer for a while. Just buckle up before the ride, or knuckle up if you can fight. We always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, unusual, or suicide. See us. I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He did. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Ferragami to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, payback's a bitch. And bitch, you been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, Soul, and Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I killed him.
He did. Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper. I rapped them and made them Casper. I captured the likes of NASA. My pedigree to fly faster. I passed a week to the pastor. We all are sinners. Once you sinners, the Bible study faster. Yo, hypocrite is reaction to blasphemy. I assassin my casualty and it's casually done. And tell them my salary coming. Lumps of 100s. Don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you rather leap, my statistics go up in weeks. And I go visit the nearest creek and I get busy. Yo, mini MC really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody that sees some persistence. Recognize I'll be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Bringing up the streets. Better partition. Better dot your T. Hannibal mention. How to fall you see. Putting my dick in the rap industry. Everybody bitching. Getting mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery. And I'm charged up in a catastrophe. It's charged up in audacity. And y'all fucks never could hassle me. And y'all luck just ran out. You'll see.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.